Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is John Loniker. It's another beautiful day that the Lord hath made. This morning I just want to go to Genesis chapter 1 and just look at a couple things there. In Genesis chapter 1 is where we have the creation. God created the heavens and the earth, and in nine different times, we see that God said, and then it, most of the times it follows with this little saying, it was so, it was good. And so I'm just going to read a couple of these, and I want to bring out a point here in the power of the spoken word of God. When God says something, it happens. And so in Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, it says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So we see the power of the spoken word of God. Verse 14 is, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Again, the power of the spoken word. Verse 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly upon the heaven, fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great wells in every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So we see the spoken of the power, spoken of, and the power of the spoken word that God spoke. And then we jump into the New Testament of the power of the spoken word. We go to John chapter 1. I think it's verse 14. John chapter 1. It talks about how the word became flesh. John chapter 1 verse 14. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the power of the spoken word. Then we jump into John chapter 3, and it's no longer God said. It's Jesus saying, verily, verily, I say. In John chapter 3, verse 3, says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we see God said. That was, that's past. That's, but when he says, I say, verily, verily, I say, that is present, continuous, ongoing. Yesterday we talked about the horn of salvation and how the power of God is available. You know, that the spoken word today is present, continuous, ongoing. You can read that today, and it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee. You can read it tomorrow, and it's going to say, verily, verily, I say. It's now. The power of the spoken word is present now with us. And jump down to verse 5. It says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And we jump over to John chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So we have the power of the spoken word present with us at this very moment, at this very minute. And we jump over to John chapter 6, verse 47. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He's not saying, verily, verily, I said, but I say, it's present, it's continuous. And it becomes so to everyone who bows his heart to this I say, to the power of the spoken word. See, in the Old Testament, God said, and it was so. But the New Testament is life-giving every day, every minute, every moment, every hour, every second, as we read it and we believe it. And I just love that, how the power of the spoken word is present with us right now. And so my question is the power of the spoken word, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it with you now? Is it reality in your life this very moment? Thank you for listening, and God bless.